Well, hello. Welcome to Ag Chat, a podcast brought to you by the Association of Women in Agriculture at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm Olivia.
I'm May.
And I'm Alexis.
And we will be your hosts today. On today's episode, we're going to be introducing ourselves a little bit and talking also a little bit about where we've been the last couple years. So you're listening to us on a completely new platform. We are no longer on the radio, and that is largely due to a change in the way that college has worked for us. So we're going to be talking about something that maybe you're sick of hearing about, but really it's been super influential in our lives the last couple years. So we're going to be talking about life as a college student during COVID.
Hello, everyone. My name is May Buttles. I'm a sophomore here at Madison, and I'm majoring in kind of a weird mix. I have HR management, supply chain management, and marketing, and I'm originally from Glenwood City, Wisconsin, and I have kind of an interesting look at COVID as a college student because my first semester freshman year, I stayed home and was completely virtual. And then as I moved into my second semester, and then this year I've had a mix of online and in person. So that's been really interesting for me. And I think that it's kind of something we should talk about and how it affects us.
I'm Alexis Kwok. I am a junior studying political science, international studies, and Chinese. I grew up in northern Wisconsin on my family's hobby farm. So that's where my background in agriculture comes from. And looking at college this past 2 years, I guess, has been a mix of virtual and in-person for me. My first semester last year, I guess, and my second semester were all virtual, but because I have that language component, it's something that really needs to be in person. Otherwise, it affects your language learning quite a lot. So it's interesting to see, now that I'm back in person this semester, how much that online component has really affected my learning.
Yeah, and I am Olivia. Normally, I just go by Liv because, as you've probably noticed, my name is just a little too formal for my personality. I am actually not from a farming background directly. So I'm the first family, or the first generation of my family removed from the farm. So my grandparents were dairy farmers, and on their farm feeding calves is kind of where I found my passion for agriculture, which led me to pursue a double major here at Madison in dairy science and life sciences communication with an agricultural business management certificate. So now we're kind of all at that stage where we're getting into the real meat and potatoes of our college career, exploring internship opportunities and all of the opportunities at the collegiate level to be involved with organizations that support youth in agriculture. So for me, that has meant a lot of different learning experiences, not necessarily in the classroom. So I currently work with Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin as a project communications assistant for them. And then I also am a small business owner because I do love to take photos and kind of combine my passion for photography and livestock and get to travel the country a little bit doing that as well. So we all are in very different stages, come from very different backgrounds. So that kind of gives us all a unique perspective on how COVID has affected our personal experiences. So we're going to be kind of going into that a little bit today, basically off of the prompt that we saw in a recent study that came out actually about the COVID-19 pandemic's effect on agricultural university students in particular. The results of that study found that actually agricultural students were disproportionately affected by the COVID-19 pandemic and the lack of ability to be in the classroom and do the hands-on learning and get those experiences that they need when they go back out into their respective career fields. So that's something that we kind of wanted to talk about today, but in particular, how COVID-19 has impacted women. Collegiate women were also known in the study to be disproportionately affected by COVID-19 and less likely to find the resources that they need for housing, support, food security, and mental and emotional well-being. So For us, obviously, as members of AWA, that is something that is very close to our heart because we obviously all want to be successful throughout our collegiate career and support each other. So for us, we've been really lucky to have that support system, but it's really important for us to shine a light on that problem that we have. So we had a couple people send in questions for us kind of about what they'd like to know about being a college student during a pandemic, and in particular, women in ag during a pandemic. So the first thing that we kind of wanted to talk about is how it has affected our ability to learn.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I kind of got a really interesting mix of that, especially, like I said earlier, my first semester of college, which is supposed to be like this really pivotal life moment, was completely online. And I stayed at home for that to save money on housing, obviously. With the pandemic, there's a lot of financial stress put on everybody. And so I was going through these classes completely online, never met my TAs in person, never met my professors. And a lot of collegiate learning is that in-person component, is that ability to feed off of people's energies. And you really don't get that on Zoom at all. Even like, especially if you don't have to turn your camera on, if you're muted, especially if big lectures, obviously you don't want everybody's mics on. That really takes away that community-based learning. And so that was really hard for me. But it also was hard in the aspect of being in the Association of Women in Agriculture. I could only attend virtually. And I never got to meet any of the girls that I was in the club with. I never really felt comfortable using that resource because I hadn't had the in-person component. And I think that that's definitely really hard for everybody right now, is how do you utilize a resource if you're not comfortable doing that? I think that's made it really tough.
Oh yeah, and those resources on campus are so important to be able to use, especially when you look at how many tutoring services we have and peer-to-peer type of things that we couldn't do, or you could do on Zoom, which is hit or miss, especially when you consider who has good Wi-Fi access and all of that good stuff that comes with Zoom. Personally, my ability to learn has really been affected in the way of prerequisites. So as I'm learning Chinese, it's really big to learn how to write the characters. But when you're online, you don't have to write the characters, you type the characters. So as I'm typing the characters, I'm learning how to type the characters as I'm in my first semester and not learning how to write them. So some of those really basic characters like those, like I, me, they, I can't write them very well. And so now that we're back in the classroom, I'm able to write the pinyin, which is the spell sound, is how it translates out. But I'm not able to actually write the characters. So I get marked down on exams and on assignments because that's just a very important skill that I missed out on that I now have to go back and pick up as a fourth semester language student. Which is insane to think about, that it's just not there. And a lot of people have that issue now as I talk to my classmates and friends in the major.
Yeah, I think that it's crazy to think about that because we've all kind of experienced that in a different way. For me, like there's a very tangible, a tangible impact on my education and almost like this sense of fear that when I go out into industry or whatever career path I want to pursue, that I haven't received the level of education that I think they're looking for. And are we going to be looked at as the COVID generation, the individuals that were in college when it was all online? And is our degree going to mean less because of that? That's a very real fear that a lot of us have. And it's crazy to think about, but it's true. Like, I talked to my parents about it when I was home this past weekend, and it's just, it's crazy because we here in Madison are having an even more unique experience from people in colleges across the country. Like, all of us have friends that have gone to colleges and universities in different states, and they're able to get into the classroom more. Some people aren't even masking. And so it's just a very weird balance. And it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out once we all graduate, how we transition into our career paths down the road. The next thing that we kind of wanted to talk about too was our ability to connect with each other on campus. That was something that people obviously struggled with online learning, how we as women in agriculture being in a relatively big city were able to connect with each other. So AWA obviously was a very pivotal part for me when I was a freshman, and I know Alexis, you and I were in the same like potential class, so all of us came into AWA at the same time, but we really only got like 6 months to get to know each other before everyone got sent home. And so now we've been doing school partially in person, partially online, and it's been really hard to keep those bonds. And, you know, sometimes like when you're not seeing people as often, it's easy to maintain that connection just by texting or calling or anything like that. But I feel like when you're in college and some of these relationships are so essential to your growth and your learning here, it's hard not to have that in-person component.
I definitely agree with that. Like I also got a really weird experience with the Association of Women in Agriculture. The semester that I was a potential, that's when you're supposed to be meeting the other girls in your class and making these really good connections. I missed out on all of that because we only met online. We had our classes on Zoom and we really didn't get a chance to interact with each other because we weren't able to have those in-person events. And some of us weren't even in Madison. I wasn't, and I know a few other girls in my group weren't. And so that makes it really tough to try and have those connections, and you also can't use them. Like, now that I've been in Madison and I live in our house that we have, it's insane how much I can learn from, like, the amount I've learned from Liv and the amount I've learned from Alexis is insane. And if I hadn't been able to come down here, which a lot of girls haven't been able to, I would have missed out on that. And I think that's really hard. It's really affecting all of us right now.
Yeah, and those connections are so important to actually keeping women in the organization too. Like, we were all lucky enough to be in the house last year, so we were able to still be in AWA and still be able to talk to the girls. But when I think back, a lot of me and Liv's pledge class, or potential class, sorry, has deactivated. And I can't help but think that that's because of the pandemic and not being able to have those connections and not being able to see everybody. And it's just crazy because we had 24 girls, I believe, and we're down to 10. It's crazy to see how not having those connections affects how people want to be involved and stay involved and be able to continue to use those resources that we have.
Yeah, and being really candid about it, this is not an experience that's unique to our organization as well. Obviously, as people involved in the agriculture industry, we're experiencing it in a little bit of a different way. But all across campus, there's just this resounding feeling that people don't want to be as involved anymore. There's kind of this disconnect among just the whole campus community. And it's been really hard to see because I remember coming in as a freshman and there was such a sense of pride in being a Badger and having those connections and your friends. You just got to see each other all the time. So many of us were in all of the same classes. It's hard and kind of mind-boggling to think about that. And then even further, like how it changes our whole college experience in terms of things that we would experience outside of the classroom. So another thing that we got asked about was, how does that change your college experience in terms of study abroad, internships? Has it affected, or will it affect, your job placement in the future? Are people not able to graduate on time? So that's something really serious for us to all look at. And I know personally that when I was going through my internships after my freshman year, I was looking at potentially getting an internship, but I couldn't because so many companies that were going to take on interns immediately said, no, we're not going to be able to because of the pandemic.
Yeah, I personally, I've also had a lot of experiences with how it's affected the internship hunt and like the process of looking for one, because when you have that traditional interview, you can actually go in and have a face-to-face conversation with someone. It's a lot, in my opinion, it's a lot easier for me when I can see the person and we're just having a conversation, sharing why I'd be a good fit for the position. But when you shift that onto Zoom or onto Microsoft Teams, it completely changes the dynamic. And you also, as someone looking for a place to work, you can't get a feel for the company culture the same way that you could in an in-person interview. And so for someone in HR or looking to be in HR, that's really frustrating and kind of hard. It makes the process a lot harder because that's huge. I think we all know that ag or not, company culture sets the tone of, are you going to enjoy going to work every day? And it also, with COVID, changes if you will be going to work every day, if you'll be at home, if you'll be moved. And I think that's been really hard on everybody.
Something else that I've noticed with interviews is that it's really hard to go back in person. Like, I had my first in-person interview in a year and a half this summer, and it was like I was 13 again. It's like I've never interviewed. I was sweating. I couldn't talk. I couldn't answer questions. It was ridiculous. So being able to go back and forth from Zoom to in-person interviews, I think is going to be a huge skill looking towards the future. I also had my study abroad study killed this past year and for next year already. So I'm getting super behind in my major. So I really needed those credits. I can get 8 language credits from studying abroad, and now they're gone. That's a whole year of language study that I have to fit into my last year of college when I already had another year left. So it's very hard now to go back and replan my major and just miss out on that experience you get from that language immersion and finding those credits and getting to make connections abroad.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that one of the biggest things we are told when we are in college is how important it is to go and do things outside of Wisconsin, outside of our bubble. And so for us, like, study abroad is pushed pretty hard because there is such a great value in it. Whether you're going to learn, you're going to work, there's just something that's so enriching about being able to go to a different part of the world and immerse yourself in the culture. And for you, like, the language, that's so important. And so actually, I remember when the pandemic had started, I was living with someone at the time who was planning on going to New Zealand. And so they had actually flown there and started their study abroad and were stuck in New Zealand for a very long period of time. I don't remember exactly how long it was, but they couldn't come home because of the pandemic. And that is just, it's mind-boggling to me how that could happen. And the pandemic has had such an impact on all of us being able to go places. You know, for internships, it's one thing, but study abroad, like, that is a very big part of your college experience for so many people. And for that to be, you know, taken away or altered in a way where you're never really going to be able to get that full experience back, it's really sad.
Yeah, it definitely, it's really hard. And that, like you said, that's something that's really pushed on us because we, especially people with agricultural backgrounds, come from maybe not the most diverse areas. Maybe we were raised in a more rural community. And as someone, I went to Europe in high school and was able to actually visit several different countries and kind of dip my toe in that experience. And I also really had always planned on studying abroad while in college. And now that opportunity might be taken away. And I know, as it was for Alexis, like, that makes a huge difference in what you can really take out of the experience. It's tough.
Yeah, and I mean, now we're kind of in, like, an awkward stage where it feels like we're partially out of it. We're still kind of in it, you know, we still have people that are getting COVID, and it's, you know, it's just kind of become the new normal. And that was something that we all were questioning probably a year and a half ago, was what the new normal was going to look like. So is it going to be virtual school? Is there going to be a point for us to be able to be on campus? And I think that while most of our classes have gone back in person, some of them still have a virtual component for those obviously still struggling with the virus, but there really is a benefit for all of us being on campus, I think. And just that sense of community that we're able to build here, especially for those of us that come from those rural communities, being able to meet each other. You know, Wisconsin isn't exactly like a small state. We're not the biggest by far, but to be able to see that there are so many different opportunities out there outside of your small little bubble. For me, I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin. I went to college in Wisconsin. So it's important for me to come here and to learn more about what is out there through other people while I can, when I can't travel. And when I do travel, I try and, you know, gain as much knowledge as I can. I try and go just to do things, to see different places in the country. I've never been out of the country either, so that's something that we're hoping will happen in 2023. 2022 is not looking super great for that, but fingers crossed that happens.
Yeah, and as we kind of talked about earlier, like, just the campus aspect, being on campus in class with other people, like Livid said, you learn about their background, where they're going. I think you can learn a lot from not only where people have been, but where they're looking to go. And it's a lot easier to do that in person. And personally, my classes last semester and this semester have been dominantly in person. I don't have anything online that wasn't originally online. But I know, Alexis, you have a class online, and you can kind of add to how that's still an issue or tough.
Yeah, I have 5 classes total, and one of my classes is historically online. So it's interesting to see how that class has adapted and changed from when it started to be online. I think it was in 2013. So it most certainly has new curriculum, new professors, a new way of really doing the class in comparison to how I can see it's been done when you look at past syllabuses.
I mean, I have 2 classes that kind of have an online option, which is really nice for when we actually had someone in our house at the very beginning of the semester end up with COVID. So for us, like, that was important to be able to stay home and be responsible in that regard. But, you know, the online portion for me, I really prefer to be in the classroom. I feel like even if I struggle to pay attention in class, I'm going to struggle more virtually. So being in person and having the professor in front of me, the ability to ask questions when something comes up that I might not completely understand, that's really important for me because active learning is such an important part of your college experience. It, you know, helps you with mindfulness and all of the things that you need when you go out into the real world, into your career. You know, I myself in my internship experiences have sat through many, many long meetings that are, it's like watching paint dry. It's essentially the same thing. So to be able to sit in a class that might not be my cup of tea and still be actively listening and paying attention to what they're saying because I know I need to be present to get the most out of that experience, it's a really important thing to do. As we kind of are winding down here, one of the last things I really wanted to talk about was just circling back to that study and really the impact on mental health for college students. I know so many people have struggled throughout the pandemic, whether they're in college or not. And I know so many people personally here have really, really had a hard time, you know, being isolated from some of your friends, not being able to go outside. And when it's winter in Wisconsin, you know, you don't get outside very much anyway. It's tough. So for me personally, I just would love to hear a little bit more about how you guys kind of got through all of that. I think we all kind of developed our own little ways to get around some of that tough stuff.
Yeah, I've definitely had a really hard time with it. I'm a very social person. I definitely feed off of other people's energy. I would love to spend every minute of every day I could with someone else, getting to know someone. I love people interaction. That's my thing. And with everything being completely online, I kind of felt lost. I was like, I don't really know where to go with this. I don't really know, like, something was missing. And I personally picked up going to the gym. That became my new habit. And that was kind of my way of de-stressing and at least kind of getting out of the house and finding something for me to do. And I think everyone has to have their little thing they use to not necessarily cope with it, but find a new normal.
For me, it was kind of the same thing as you. Like, we went on the walks, we went to the gym. I just had such anger and stress all the time from being inside and having to look at the same 3 people in the same 2 walls every day. It was just, I had to get out. Otherwise, I was snappy. I was mean. I was awful. Just because how can you not be when you're being with people and you have those little things that everybody has, but when it's the same people all the time and you can't get out or do anything, those little things just build up to some monster that you have to deal with.
Being in Madison definitely changes that too, because for me, when I'm home, like, even though I was completely virtual my first semester, I was able to go out and work courses. I was able to do chores and get some type of outside physical exertion, some type of doing something and interaction outside of, like she said, when you see the same 3 people, it doesn't matter how much you like them, they're going to drive you insane. And so coming to Madison where I don't have anything to go take care of, I don't have anything to go feed, you have to kind of find something new to do. And so that was going to the gym was that for us.
Yeah, I remember when I had this very distinct moment in my mind that I remember. I was talking to my mom over the phone and was like, yeah, I feel kind of lost right now. I don't have a lot to do that's not work or school related. And it's just super draining. I'm anxious all the time. I'm stressed. I feel like I'm staring at my computer for like 12 hours a day. And then she had kind of said to me, well, do you have like a hobby? And it sounds funny, but you know, it's those little things that you don't think about when you're in college. Sometimes you just get so wrapped up in the hustle and, you know, this idea of the grind that you have to be working, you have to be doing really well in school, extracurricular, stuff like that. And so I had caught myself in a rut and really needed to dig myself out of that to feel good during a pandemic. So I kind of leaned into my photography. I hadn't picked up a camera, I think, since I was in high school. And so during the pandemic, actually, that was kind of how I fell back into it and really started to love it again. Whether I would be outside just walking around in the winter, taking pictures of trees or birds or anything like that, to being able to go home and take pictures of what I really love, which is our livestock, people, my family. That kind of was what lit my fire for a really long time during the beginning of the pandemic. And now I've been able to transition that into kind of a creative outlet for me to relieve stress. So as much as I love to do it just as a hobby, being able to help people through my passion for that has really been fulfilling for me, despite the lack of in-person communication throughout all of it. So, you know, it's just for all of us, like finding that niche that we have, or that desire to be able to go and do something greater than just schoolwork or just work. You know, not that those things are bad, but you know, you need things to fill your cup. And so that's kind of what we've heard so much of on campus, is prioritizing your mental health and prioritizing yourself. Well, I think that is all that we have for today. So thank you for listening and being here with us today. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. And this is Liv.
This is May.
And this is Alexis.
All signing off. To learn more about AWA, visit our website at awamadison.org. You can also visit us on Instagram at awa_UWMadison, and to reach out to us via email, awapublicrelations@gmail.com.